Welcome to It's All About You. Just wanted to tell you guys I just finished watching a really thought-provoking movie called Collateral Beauty. Collateral Beauty. Will Smith, of course, is the actor. And it really talked about something very interesting. Three things that connect everyone in the whole world. Love, time, and death. Everyone wants to love. No one has enough time. And everybody has some type of fear of dying. And that movie just really was about a man who was successful and had a partner and had a really good business. And then something happened. And I want you to watch it and see what happened. But the reason why I wanted to come on today is to talk to you and let you know that things will happen in our lives that will cause a complete shift in your current reality. And sometimes you have no idea of how to pivot or how to maneuver or how to stand in the midst of what's happening that you are not in control of. But I want to give you some encouragement. I want you to understand that some things are allowed in your life in order for you to make the changes you know you should have made long ago, but because you're comfortable and because you thought you were okay, circumstances had to be creative to help you make a move. And sometimes, most times, it's okay to make that move. So just know that whatever's happening right now, if it's not something that you're in control of, know that someone else may be in control. And all you have to do is allow, accept what's happening, and then start to trust that if this is the way it's supposed to happen, how can I make it better for me? Sometimes you have to be selfish. Sometimes you have to be thinking about it and not necessarily thinking about everyone else. And I know that that sounds really bad sometimes. But I had a very wise person tell me 2 days ago, Sharon, you're extremely generous. But I think it's time for you to be a little bit more selfish and think about you and what makes you happy and do what you need to do for you. And I was like, wow, I tell other people that all the time, but I didn't have anybody telling me that, right? So I was like, wow, you know what? I'm going to take that advice. I'm going to say, I need to do what I need to do for me, and I'm going to be selfish, and I'm going to make myself happy, and I'm going to do the things that light me up and stop worrying about pleasing other people. Sometimes pleasing other people doesn't give you back what you're looking for, and serving other people is different from pleasing other people. So the God in me says, Sharon, you're a servant. Make sure you're serving in the direction that God has you serve. But trying to please other folk, that's a whole nother ball game. That's something we need to make sure we're not doing. And I just want to make sure everybody knows that before you choose to please man, try to please God first. And the God in you is definitely high on the list. So start writing down what it is that you want. Start writing down what you need to do for you. And go ahead and check the boxes. I promise you, it will go over a whole lot better than you putting yourself out, paying your money, and doing things for other folks. And the minute you need them, they're nowhere to be found. The minute you need something, they can't help you. And sometimes they are so negative, they can't even offer good advice. So I promise you, make sure you're taking care of you. Make sure you give yourself what you need to make you happy. And be a little bit more selfish than you have been in the past. Because trying to please everybody and trying to do things for everyone does not work. I promise you it doesn't. And then when you get sick, or if you're in the hospital, you'll be surprised. Don't have nobody will come to the hospital and see you. Nobody will pick up the phone and check on you and say, are you okay? I hadn't heard from you. We hadn't seen you at church. You know, churches were small enough where, you know, if you were missing, it mattered. But now these mega churches, if you're missing, they don't even know you're missing. They don't even know to call and check on you. And then sometimes if they do know, they don't call because they ain't worried about it. But just know it's your responsibility to make you happy, not anyone else's. And stop giving away that power. I don't care if you're married. I don't care how long you've been in a relationship. I don't care if everything is your family and you just care about them and all you want to do is take care of them. That's fine. But I'm asking you to stop it and take care of you. It's important. You matter, but you have to matter to you first. Whatever you need, give it to yourself. And stop getting mad at people and having expectations of them. Don't tell them about your expectation. And then when they don't meet your expectation, you mad. That's mean. Stop that. That's so mean. Don't do that. If you do have expectations, tell people about them and give them an opportunity to accept that they want to meet your expectations. But don't have expectations in your head and don't say anything. And then when people don't meet your expectations, you go, well, they should know me. They should know how I am. They should know what to do. And the answer is they don't always know. And then you around puffed up, mad, and not speaking for weeks when someone doesn't meet your expectations. So I'm going to ask you to reconsider, apologize, and then give yourself what you want and stop expecting it from other people. So that's all I have to give you tonight. But I did want to come on and just let you know this movie called Collateral Beauty on Netflix is a must-see. Will Smith is the actor. And oh my gosh, you need to pay attention. Because it's amazing. Thank you so much for tuning in.